2 Corinthians 2:1, but I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. 2:4, if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad, but the same which is made sorry by me? 2:3, and I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice. Having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. 2:4, out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you, with many tears. Not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. 2:5, but if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. 2:6, sufficient to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many. 2:7, so that contrariwise ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. 2:8, wherefore I beseech you that ye would confirm your love toward him. 2:9:4, to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. 2:10, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it, in the person of Christ. 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. 2:12, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me, of the Lord. 2:13, I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. 2:14, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us, in every place. 2:15, for we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. 2:16, to the one we are the savour of death, unto death, and to the other the savour of life, unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? 2:17, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ.